Welcome to our 27th SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here. I hope you're keeping well. And a very, very happy Easter to you and to your family. And on to pupil success. Words are inadequate to express our congratulations to Amelia Intenti on achieving five gold medals at the Swim Wales National Championships. This is quite remarkable. And to have five gold medals across the disciplines of 50 metres freestyle, 100 metres freestyle, 200 metres freestyle, 50 metres backstroke, 100 metres backstroke is an indication of her immense talent. This is so well deserved for Amelia, for her dedication to swimming, including the 4 a.m. wake-ups, the many hours of unseen training, and her calm resilience, whilst also maintaining her superb dedication in her GCSE studies. Amelia now works towards the prestigious Aquatics GB Summer Championships this coming July, and we wish her every blessing and success. Very well done to such an excellent athlete and a thoroughly gracious and refined young lady. So proud of you, Amelia. Congratulations to Olivia in 7S, who has been selected to represent the under-14s at the British Lexus Open Club Challenge Championships. This is a wonderful achievement, as she is only age 12, and it recognises her talent as that of a 14-year-old. We look forward to hearing about her success on the 4th of June in the GB Tennis Championships. Congratulations to our wonderful Purity in 10S. On Wednesday, she gave a thoroughly inspirational presentation to Bishop Menzies and priests on sharing strategies for supporting the faith formation of young people in our diocese. Purity spoke with such courageous confidence and was the most fantastic faith ambassador for young people and St. Paul's. She should be so proud of herself, as we are thoroughly proud of her. Well done to Bianca in 8S for attaining an A pass, the highest grade, in her recent Taekwondo and gaining a distinction in her grade 3 piano exam. Talk about such diverse and brilliant talent. Congratulations, and what a superb effort from Bianca. Well done to Sophia in 8U, who was the winner of the weekend quiz on female astronauts and the Artemis II space mission. Sophia showed excellent research and problem-solving skills, and perhaps she is a future SPG astronaut. Wednesday was the birthday of Benjamin Zephaniah, the famous poet from Handsworth in Birmingham. So I asked staff on this day to nominate pupils with excellent writing or spoken word for a prize. Therefore, congratulations to Milka in 8S, to Bianca in 8S, to Melanie in 9A, to Aaron in 7A, to Deanne in 7A, to Catherine in 7A, to Darcy in 7A, to Tiffany in 7S, and to Mia in 11L for being nominated and receiving the Benjamin Zephaniah Prize. Bonnie from 12S and Emily from 12S are now going to read Benjamin Zephaniah's inspirational poem, People Need People.
People will always need people, by Benjamin Zephaniah. People need people to walk to talk to cry and rely on. People will always need people. to love and to miss, to hug and to kiss. It's useful to have other people, to whom to moan if you're all alone. It's so hard to share when no one is there. There's not much to do when there's no one but to you. People will always need people.
To please, to tease, to put you at ease. People will always need people. To make life appealing and give life some meaning, it's useful to have other people. If you need a change, to whom will you turn? If you need a lesson, from whom will you learn? If you need to play, you'll know why I say people will always need people.
And now on to school events. During the Easter holidays, the girls went to see a performance of Six at the Hippodrome on the 1st of April. It was a really dynamic presentation, which the girls enjoyed thoroughly. Thank you to Mrs. Pello for arranging this and for all the staff who went and supported. Well done to all the girls who came in during Easter for intervention and to use the library. And also thank you to all the staff for their immense hard work and complete dedication in supporting the girls. Year 7 are heading off on their science residential to Wales this afternoon until Monday. We wish them a safe journey, good weather and a wonderful experience. On Wednesday, we were honoured to welcome Jeanette Marks, who works with the Generation to Generation charity, to speak with Year 9. This is a Holocaust education charity which was established to empower second and third generation Holocaust survivors' descendants to present their family histories. Jeanette told the inspirational story of her mom, who survived the Holocaust due to, in Jeanette's words, sheer luck. In 1944, when the ghetto was liquidated, she was sent to Auschwitz, where, after just 1 month as prisoner, she was transported to Berlin to be a slave labourer in the armament factories. Her story is extremely unique, as in April 1945, she was rescued by the Swedish Red Cross and lived the remainder of her life in Sweden. Jeanette's telling of her mom's story was utterly gripping, whilst also portraying the horrors of the Holocaust. We were so grateful to her, and we were very proud of Year 9 for their mature, thoughtful and wonderfully positive response. If you wish your daughter to participate in a club this term, please ensure that you have followed the instructions from Mrs. Rigg. And we're delighted that our fundraising for Father Hudson's during Lent was £1,160. We will present that at the Good Shepherd Mass this term, knowing that it will contribute to supporting Father Hudson's Caritas in their continued wonderful work. And so on to forthcoming events. Just a reminder that the Compass Parental Workshop is Monday, 27th of April at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It is on the theme of how parents can support their daughter for online safety. The link for the Teams meeting was sent by Mrs. Canavan on the 15th of April at 16:20, just in case you're looking for the link. We are absolutely delighted that we have 131 pupils who have met the PAUL criteria of 100% attendance, no lates, no negative logs, and at least 15 positive logs for the spring term. They will have their reward activity on Monday, the 27th of April. If your daughter has not met the PAUL criteria in the autumn term or spring term, there is the summer term ahead. Until the 16th of July, with the reward on the 14th of July. Please encourage her to strive for this wonderful award, the Paul Criteria. On Thursday, the 23rd of April, our head girl team and Year 12 will be leading the celebrations for St. George's Day. It will also be a dress down day to raise funds for our school charity, Crohn's and Colitis UK. On Thursday, the 30th of April, it is the Year 12 Parents' Evening. And at the beginning of term, I think it's always helpful to have a reminder that we have a bank holiday on Monday, the 4th of May. The half term is the 25th to the 29th of May. We have an inset day on Friday, the 3rd of July. And we end this term and academic year on Thursday, the 16th of July at noon. Not that I'm wishing our lives away at all. And so on to our Just One Thing section, which this week is led by Mrs. Sangira on how parents can support their daughter in the lead up to public examinations.
As a parent, it can sometimes be difficult to know how to support our young people with their revision. I know many parents who worry about not being able to support with the academic side of things. As a parent, one of the most impactful things that you can do to support your daughter is to help her to establish good routines and to promote healthy habits with her. In terms of routines, you should ensure that there is a designated space at home where she can work. She'll need a quiet space with some sort of desk or table. Now, this might be a desk of her own, or it may be the dining room table, but it should be a space that is conducive to learning. As well as designating space, it's also useful to help her to designate time for her studies. It's important that there are specific times in the evenings and weekends that have been agreed as study times for her. You should consider her other commitments both within and outside of the house and agree together on a timetable of revision. I would then encourage her to populate that timetable with her subjects and the particular topics she intends to revise, and this is something that you could discuss with her. In terms of promoting healthy habits, we find that girls often forget to prioritise looking after themselves as well as they could when they are under the pressure of preparing for their exams. They fall into bad habits around eating and sleeping. As well as this not being good for their overall well-being, it's also not helpful for their exam preparation. If they become run down or unwell, they will not be able to give their best in their exams. So please encourage your daughter to eat healthily and regularly, to stay hydrated, and to have a good routine around her sleep, allowing for rest and recovery so that she can give of her best. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much to Mrs. Sangira for all those very practical strategies. And thank you also for her tremendous hard work in leading our girls to such success. And so on to prayer. We're still in the Easter season, and I end this podcast with a prayer I found in a church bulletin over the Easter holidays and which has really spoken to me. So let's take a moment to pause. God, you're good. And God, you're with me. Help me want what you want. Give me the strength I need for today. Ease my stressed out mind. Forgive me and help me forgive. Keep me grounded, humble and close to you. I trust you with what I can't control. You have conquered death and overcome despair. May your resurrection inspire me with hope. You are my risen Lord, who ever says, "Behold, I make all things new." Amen. And we will conclude this podcast with the Easter hymn, which has been written and performed by Purity in 10S with her sister Rejoice in 13a. To quote Purity, "It is our hope that this recording will serve as a blessing to every member of our school community." Thank you to Purity and Rejoice, and thank you to all of our great girls who are supported by you, our families, so well, so that they can embody that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve. The same Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, chose to die for a sinner like me. The same Jesus, the Son of God, chose to die for a sinner like me.
Won me the victory.